Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bob, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Bob.
Gentlemen, good to talk to you.
Well, there's so much to talk about. I mean, I you know, we'll start with the Pacers because obviously that's the story. But we got to get into the quarterback, got to get into the new ownership. We got to talk about so many different things. I'm just curious, Caitlin Clark, I watched the finals mainly to see her watch the finals. Bob, when you think about Tyrese Halliburton, you know, they had Magic Johnson on the other day, and he said something along the lines, his description of a superstar is a guy that you, well, let's take a listen real quick.
Define a superstar.
A person who can go on the road and sell the building.
There we go. That's the, that oh, should be, it's a oh, simple oh, definition.
Simple. I'm going to see that person. Mm-hmm.
Would you pay to go see him if he came into town? Well, you're in town and he's there. But I'm saying if you were somewhere else and he came into play, would you pay for a ticket?
Well, you know me. I'm cheap. So probably not. But, you know, I mean, I'd pay to go see SGA play for sure.
Right.
You know, look, I have a little bit different definition of a superstar. To me, a superstar is somebody who brings it every game. And I think he's a rising star. I think he's a developing star. I don't know that he's a superstar yet because you don't know what you're going to get from game to game. He just sometimes he's just not aggressive. We saw that in game two. So I think he's on the rise, but I don't think he's quite there yet. But it's interesting that Magic Johnson is talking about him because I think if you compare his game to anybody from yesteryear, it would be Magic Johnson. That funky shot of his, the no-look passes, making passes while he's up in the air, jumping. I think he's very similar to Magic Johnson.
And the triple-doubles. You know, that's the kind of thing you look for, and certainly he's delivered. Bob, I just wonder from your perspective, as you've watched this series unfold, but also this postseason in general, how surprised are you that the Pacers are two victories away from an NBA title?
Yeah, I'm a little shocked. You know, I thought they could reach, when the season started, I thought they could reach the Eastern Conference Finals again because, you know, they were the same team as last year, except they were going to have Siakam the entire season. And I thought that they could duplicate what they did last year. Coming into this playoff season, I thought Cleveland was going to be the toughest challenge for them. I thought Cleveland might win that series. Obviously, I was terribly, terribly wrong. But, you know, the fact that they reached the Eastern Conference Finals, not a big shock. But the fact that they're in the finals and they're two games away from the first NBA championship in our history is mind-boggling, to be sure.
I got to tell you, I think it really reflects well on the head coach. I think that guy's done a ridiculously good job, and he's now kind of separating himself into the – if they win this thing, I mean, I think he's a Hall of Famer anyway, but if they win this –
he's a Hall of Fame coach either way.
Yes, but I'm just saying, then all of a sudden, you know, good God, it's an incredible achievement.
Well, he'd become one of only four coaches to have won championships with two separate franchises.
Right.
That's pretty impressive. I think that would sort of validate his bona fides for the Hall of Fame to win a championship in Indianapolis. And, it's really remarkable, guys, because they rebuilt this thing in about 10 minutes. I mean, they I don't want to say they completely tanked, but they definitely went in the direction of not caring very much about winning. And to go from 25 to 35 to 47 to 50 and be in the finals just 3 years after you've been in the lottery is truly remarkable.
But if Halliburton's not a superstar, Siakam's not a superstar, what the Pacers are doing and are on the verge of accomplishing kind of runs contrary to the idea that you need a superstar to win an NBA title. So what is the takeaway from the Pacers' experience if, in fact, they close it out?
I think the lesson is that there are a lot of different ways to skin a cat. I still think that teams are going to try and load up, whether that's getting Durant or Antetokounmpo. I think teams are still going to go for superstars. I don't think that's going to change. But I think what it's showing is that a small market with a low payroll can through the force of will and depth, compete with these teams who have these superstars. And so I think it's great for the whole league that you've got one team that's, 22nd in payroll and another that's 28th in payroll playing for the NBA title right now.
We joked about Caitlin Clark, but her impact is unbelievable even while injured. The way the ratings have declined in the WNBA with her being injured. We had the numbers yesterday. I don't know.
53%.
53%. I don't know if you can have a new CBA. I don't know what you're paying for a league that depends so much on one player. The idea that I guarantee you, when she comes back, so will the ratings. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it just shows you there's a fragility to their popularity.
Yes.
That it's really it's all about her. I mean, you know, you talk about them moving the needle. She is the needle.
You can't say that too loudly here in Chicago, Bob, but I don't think many people can disagree with you because the numbers speak for themselves.
They do. They do indeed. And Pacers are undefeated when she's at games, by the way.
Is she the biggest star in Indianapolis? Yes.
What's that?
Is she the biggest star in sports in Indianapolis?
I would say right now it's Halliburton, but certainly nobody from the Colts side. But I'd say Halliburton probably number one and Caitlin number two just right now. But as soon as this is over, Caitlin will take the number one spot once again.
You know, it was sad to see Jim Irsay shuffle off this mortal coil. And obviously a guy that grew up here in Lincolnwood, he went to Loyola Academy.
Right.
I believe you are a contemporary of his who also – where did you go? You went to one of the New Trier's?
I went to New Trier West for 2 years.
Wow. And that's no longer
down the road.
It's now the high school campus of New Trier, freshman campus.
Yeah.
They combined those schools.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious, when you think of him, I mean, you know, I get it. A lot of people have differing opinions, but he was always gracious to us, always loved coming on in Chicago,
right.
and was just a good, decent man. I loved his rock and roll stuff. I understand all the issues with his dad, but I just felt bad for him. And now you got a his daughters are taking over. Is that he's got one daughter who's already heavily involved, right?
Right. He's got three daughters. They're all involved or have been involved in different ways. But Carly Ursay Gordon, the oldest sister, she's 44. She's basically the big boss, and she's, you know, she's much like Jim in that from a very young age, she has been part of the Colts organization, you know, deeply embedded in the Colts organization. You watch her at a game, she's got the headphones on, she's on the sideline. You go to practice, she's standing by the coaches. You know, some people in this town actually think that she was, you know, that she was basically, you know, trying to see what was wrong with the Colts. No, I mean, she was there to learn the business, just the way Jim was when he was a young boy. So I think they are very well prepared for this moment, and I think they'll do a fine job.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, if Anthony Richardson is injured and Daniel Jones isn't much better than he's been, one of their first jobs might be firing somebody.
Wow.
There's no question. She made it very clear the other day that it hasn't been good enough. And while she still has faith in those guys, Steich and Ballard, I think this is Ballard's last run at it. Hmm. And I certainly would not want to have my job reliant on Daniel Jones. that scares me to death. But, yeah, it's I think this is do or die for Ballard. Whether Steichen is connected at the hip with him, I don't know. But it'll be Steichen's third year. And they've yet to do anything significant, so he might be on the outs as well. But you're right, her first big decision is going to likely be Ballard at the end of this season.
Wow. That is their quarterback situation is tough. We know Chris from his time in Chicago and always enjoyed him and wish him well, but that's tough with the quarterback stuff. You know, over the years in Chicago, we have learned how horrible a bad quarterback play, how that damns a franchise for years.
Yeah. Well, it's funny listening to people in Indianapolis, you know, they're complaining about the quarterback situation. I'm like, you know, there might be some karma here. We had Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck back to back. You know, look in Chicago, look in Cleveland, look in Miami. I mean, they've been looking for replacements you know, for 150 years. So we haven't had it that bad.
Bob, we know you're now posting on Substack, Musings of an Old Sports Writer. Great stuff. And you also contribute to Indianapolis Monthly. So as a guy who's been there a long time, and I know you did the double with the Indy 500 and then the Pacers after that, that was fun to follow. What are you anticipating this weekend? Pacers tonight, Fever tomorrow. How big of a weekend is this in Indy?
Oh, it's huge. This whole month has been crazy. I mean, with the Indy 500 and the game the same day. I, unfortunately, if you're asking me to be objective, I think Oklahoma City is going to win it tonight. I do think the team that wins tonight is going to win the series. I picked Oklahoma City in six. I stick by that. Obviously, none of this conversation never happened if they win tonight. if they win tonight, then I have the freedom to change my pick. But I think tonight is the night. I think this will be the game that determines which way the series is going.
Great stuff, Bob. Thank you. Great to catch up with you. You're at the center of the sports world these days.
Great talking to you, Bob.
Big fun. Thanks, guys. Take care of yourself.
You too.
That is Bob Kravitz. Doesn't
long time guy. Yeah. Great friend. Yeah, and he does a terrific.
Good man.
Terrific writer. And it is a very active weekend. You got the Pacers tonight and the Fever tomorrow. If Caitlin Clark returns, you know what that does to the league.
Oh, it changes
the way you watch the WNBA.
No,
changes the way you talk about the WNBA.
Yes. Well, it changes the WNBA for the better.
It does.
It's just it's crazy that it's been reflected. As he said, there's a fragility to their popularity that is reliant upon. I never understood why more people didn't appreciate the fact that that her presence was bringing in more fans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy that it's been that kind of a impact on their ratings and will continue to be, but they need her back, man.
I think it's reflective of, it's hard to go the Jordan era, Jordan to the NBA, Messi to the MLS. Is there any other example that you can find one player?
I think the NBA thing is really interesting to me because it really was Bird and Magic who changed the NBA. Then Michael Cumming really shot it out of a cannon. But if it wasn't for Bird and Magic, I don't even know you'd be in the position you were in to take advantage of Michael Jordan.
That's a really good observation. I think you're exactly right. And I think that they came first, so Michael followed and it almost brought it to another level.
Yes.
But he was able to do that because of what came before him.
Yes.
So that's very, very interesting dynamic.
And it's in terms of, one athlete making a sport that popular, this is extraordinary what we're witnessing with Caitlin Clark. And the idea that there's a 53% loss in people following this is crazy to me. It's just crazy. It just tells you that she's really, beyond superstar. I mean, she's a superstar. People do, if you go by Magic's definition, people buy tickets because she comes to the town.
No doubt about it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.